Woodland Park is a nearly 43-acre park in Kalispell and is home to many ducks, geese, and the occasional swan. It features a large pond. At one end of the pond sits a small gazebo with four posts covered in tiles of all different shapes, colors, and sizes. Co-chair of the local human rights organization Love Lives Here, Ina Albert, says the gazebo was built in 2008. Albert says the original funding for the project came from a woman named Karen Hilding, whose family had survived the Holocaust. Hilding had received money for what the family had lost, which she dedicated to building this peace monument.
The original concept had conceived that it would be a place to sit and to meditate and to meet and to have conversations about subjects that were meaningful.
Albert says local artist Kay Lynn worked with people from across the valley to create the tiles.
This was made by over 2,000 residents of the Flathead Valley. Kids, parents, whomever. But they all met over a period of time between 2002 and 2008 to create these tiles.
The artwork on the tiles ranges from pictures to people's names and phrases.
And some of them are just flowers, and some of them are words, and some of them say save the earth, and some of them say community spirit. And it's just really moving to stand here. And on the top of it, at the roof, they painted a sky, blue sky with clouds, which is really nice.
The four pillars of the gazebo didn't use all of the tiles created, and the Community Spirit Monument has recently grown to include four tile-lined benches in front of the structure. Albert says they hope to promote the values of respect, freedom, diversity, and safety. She says these values are fundamental for civil discourse, which is vital for a functioning democracy.
More so today because of what's going on in Congress and where the country is and people unable to talk to one another. What I think would be the wonderful, meaningful purpose of something like this monument with places to sit and places to talk would be as an example of talking together, being able to discuss different points of view.
Love Lives Here originally formed in the Flathead a few years ago in response to white supremacist activity in the area.
Started out as a grassroots organization to help the multi-faith coalition, which was also founded pretty much at the same time, to express the fact that we didn't want hate to be the dominant mood in the Flathead Valley.
Love Lives Here is now affiliated with the Montana Human Rights Network. The Community Spirit Monument is being rededicated on Saturday, October 12th, from 2 to 4.
Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful community citizens, I cry when I read this, can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has.
Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.